Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my beautiful friend, and welcome to The Miracle Cafe. Today's theme is all on the great shift. We all feel it. We all know it's happening. And our guest today is going to share her wisdom with us on this subject so that we can have a better understanding of how the energies are impacting us personally and globally. But for now, let's get right into our hot topics. Our first panelist today is Cortland Kushmirs. Cortland is a spiritual advisor, counselor, and past life hypnotherapist who dedicates her awakening to the many souls she serves. A heart healer, a thought therapist, you can always find Cortland serving and sharing unconditional love, raising the vibrations of our collective consciousness at lightworkers.org. And our other amazing guest panelist today is Rosalie Muir. Rosalie is a dedicated light worker who loves teaching, mentoring, healing metaphysically, a medium, and currently writing her second book. She has a community website called thecrystalgateway.org and has newly opened a room with a team of light workers for anyone who is a member to be able to come in and chat about whatever is going on during these exciting times. So, ladies, my sisters, a heartfelt welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Well, thank you, Emmanuel, for having me back, and I'm so grateful to be here with Rosalie.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so let's just jump right into our hot topics today. The first question comes from Marcus in Los Angeles. Marcus asks, do you feel that there's one truth or truth can be subjective? So let's have Rosalie take this.
Okay, Emmanuel. Yeah, it's a very interesting question. And I love words, so I actually looked up the meaning of subjective. And interestingly enough, it's existing in the mind of an individual. Their beliefs, I mean, everybody's truth is their own, and none is right or wrong. And it just... I love synchronicity, and this came to me, this quote this morning, and you know how I love quotes, and the quote was from Osho, remember the emphasis is on the heart, the mind lives in doubt, and the heart lives in trust. When you trust, suddenly you become centered. So I thought that was very, very suiting to that question.
Wow. Beautiful. And Cortland, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and this is why Rosalie and I have co-hosted, you know, our circle for over 4 years now, because we kind of are sisters in more than one sense, because like she, like I also looked up subjective, and synchronicity would have it. You know, truth comes in many forms and many facets. Our truth is unique to each of us individually. It is compiled, it's connected to all of our life stories. And you know, we're all unique individuals. We all have different experiences. We all have different expressions. So whatever has brought someone from there to here, our thoughts and our feelings formed that pathway or that gateway. Mm-hmm. You know, our inner guidance, the feelings inside of us, our intuitiveness, you know, each person's truth is indicative to those experiences and those expressions. So I do feel that our truths are subjective to many different perspectives. So...
And what I was going to say is, can you imagine if all the religions of the world had that perspective that, oh, you know, that their truth is not the only truth, that it could be, you know, maybe there are other truths out there. Can you imagine what would happen?
Well, you know, I thought about that from the standpoint that, you know, when it comes to spirituality or metaphysics, and I know a lot of people, you know, say New Age, you know, you will find that most people are spiritual from the standpoint that if love is the key to their truth, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't, as long as your ultimate feeling is love, then that is the collective, that is the truth, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't need a label. You know, you see, as far as religion or
yes,
you know, that sort of thing. It's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And Rosalie, did you, I think you were going to say something?
Oh, no. That's
okay, perfect. So, all right, so let's just jump right into our next question. Thank you, by the way, to Marcus in Los Angeles for asking that amazing question. So the next one comes from Maria in Peru. She asks, with the intense energies right now, what advice do you have to remaining grounded? So, Cortland.
Oh, that's a great question. Great question, Maria. My favorite is my garden, my flowers, my trees, the sky, and breathing. And when we center in those spaces, then we are always surrounded by Source. Of course, you know, we always have, we have our family, you know, we have our little passions, our little creativities, but if we're really, if we really feel ourselves discombobulated, I always find it so soothing to just go outside. And where we live here in Southern California, we are never at a loss for flowers, plumage of some sort. I mean, it, you know, there's always something blooming. There's always something green. And even in those places that there's not, we always have trees. And trees are great, great wisdom keepers. And, you know, you can always hold a branch and just go into a silent space and ask. Ask for you know, calm, clarity, and breath, you know, taking those deep breaths and just coming back to center. You know, we are so fortunate that we have become pretty savvy in knowing when we have these energy influxes that come in. So now, you know, when this happens, when we're starting to feel that little bit of anxiety rise, or, you know, feel that discombobulation, maybe, you know, a little bit of chaos there, then, you know, you can head it off, you know, before it becomes too much, you know. And this is something we need to practice, you know, because it is intense, it is accelerated, and it's very magnified. And it's only going to become more so. So find what is good for you and, you know, go there. So, but those are things that help me. That helps me.
Yes. So gardening, connecting with nature, and breathing.
Mother Earth.
Rosalie, what's up with grounding and energies and all that stuff? What is your perspective on that?
Okay, well, I so agree with Cortland because it's so true. The key to these energies, I feel, is balance. That one word. And that's connecting to the earth, being in nature. It's also music. I find music is a great healer. You know, if you're feeling a little bit off, music is wonderful. Not overtaxing yourself, you know, really still doing what you love. Meditation I find extremely helpful, you know, helpful right through the day. Different times, it might only be 10 minutes. I go into silence and just not think. Looking also after the body temple, sort of going with the flow, napping if you need to. If your body says, I need to rest, rest. So that eating healthy and not resisting, basically going against the flow. And there are three keys in life for balance, I feel, in my perspective. And that is, one, doing what you love. Two, having love in your life, especially for yourself. And three, having something to look forward to in each moment. Mm.
Wow. Can you just repeat that one more time so we can really anchor that in?
Yeah, sure. The three keys in life is balance. One is doing what you love. Two is having love in your life, especially for yourself, and having something to look forward to in each moment.
Ah, Brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we have time for one more question. So this one comes from Artie in the Philippines. So Artie writes, I've noticed that many people who deem themselves spiritual are starting to be quite judgmental towards others and the world. How can I stay out of judgment and remain in my heart? So Rosalie, let's continue on with that for you.
Yeah, sure. Well, to start with, it's interesting about the word judgment, because even saying that other people are being judgmental in itself is judgment. So once again, there is no right, there is no wrong. Everyone to their own journey, their own truth. And if integrity does arise, then it's, I will say, it's their juju. It's their responsibility. And they may not be ready for what, you know, others are hearing or saying. Just feel in your heart space and be discerning. What feels right with you? And if not, just leave it alone. You know, very simply.
Yeah. Beautiful. And Cortland, do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, just a little bit, because she's just so eloquent when she shares. She just tells it all. It's your heart, Rosalie. You know, and it's a great question, because we are in such intense times right now, and everything seems very magnified, and you know, it can be really challenging, especially, you know, going through all the different energies that we're experiencing. And what I have found for me that works for me, and when I share this, a lot of people understand it more this way, is when we look at others, seeing ourselves in their shoes and looking through their eyes instead of our eyes, looking through our soul eyes.
Yes.
And when we are enabled to do that, and we know what we went through, obstacles, strife, all different things. And, you know, when someone's had, and we're all entitled to bad days, and we're going to have them, and boy, do we. And, you know, sometimes those are key lessons on our own path, is when we are in the midst of someone that we feel this angst or this challenge, an obstacle with, those can be very, very pertinent lessons for ourselves to in understanding not to judge, how to look through our soul eyes and see them as, you know, wow, I've been there. You know, it didn't feel good. You know, maybe I should, you know, take a step back before I. And, you know, something, when we look at another person and we can do so compassionately, and that's really, I mean, I cannot say, when we look through our heart space with compassion.
Yes.
Okay. We see that it is divine to be different. For it's in the differences that we experience the contrast, which the contrast is what grows our innermost higher self.
Oh, love it. Oh, my gosh. I wish we could talk about this all day long, but obviously we have to go to break. So I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Cortland, can you just let us know where we can find you?
You can find me on any given day at lightworkers.org, www.lightworkers.org. You can find me there, and please feel free to leave a private message and join the site as a member.
Perfect. And Rosalie, where can we find more about you? I know we got the Crystal Gateway.
Yes, and also lightworkers.org, and also on Facebook under the Crystal Gateway page.
Just spell your name out for us so we can make sure they find you.
Rosalie Muir, R-O-S-A-L-I-E. Muir is M-U-I-R.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you guys so much again for being here. And for those who are tuning in, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have a great guest ahead.
Every day is a new beginning. Every day is a brand new start. It's about the wheels you're spinning and the sun inside your heart. So turn around and see, it was made for you and me.
If you wanna touch the sky, just spread your wings and fly. Follow your heart, you will see all your dreams become reality. Follow your heart, you and I, brave enough to touch the sky. It goes, follow your heart, right from the start. Follow your heart, everywhere you go. Rhythm running wild.
Now I'm so excited and honored to introduce our guest for today. Patricia Cota Robles is co-founder and president of the nonprofit educational organization New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose, which sponsors the annual World Congress on Illumination. Patricia was a marriage and family counselor for 20 years. She now spends her time freely sharing the information she receives from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. This is accomplished through her weekly online radio program, website, webinars, books, CDs, DVDs, email articles, and free seminars. Patricia, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Well, thank you, Emmanuel. It's very nice to be here.
So, so grateful. And I know that right now we are in a great time to be here on the planet. And I really thought about and meditated about what the theme should be. And I really kept getting something around the ascension process, the ascension. What is ascension? So let's just jump right into our first question. Since the theme is all about the great ascension, can you share with us what your perspective of what it actually means?
Yes, I will. What the beings of light are sharing with us now, you know, 2012 has been such an important time in the outer world awareness of what is going on, and people are focusing on the 5,125-year completion of the Mayan calendar, and that we will come into this galactic alignment with the Milky Way on December 21st, 2012. So there's all kinds of information out there about that. But what the Company of Heaven wants us to realize is that what's happening this time is far greater than just the completion of this one cycle. What's happening now is known as the shift of the ages. And this is a moment in time that happens every so many millions of years when cycles within cycles within cycles throughout the whole of creation dovetail into one rhythmic momentum with the heartbeat of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. And during that cosmic alignment, which is what we are in the midst of now, our Father, Mother, God breathed the whole of creation up the spiral of evolution into the next octave of our evolutionary experience. So we are literally ascending up the spiral of evolution, but so is every other facet of life in the whole of creation. So, you know, the cycles that we're familiar with, they're cycles like we're moving from the Piscean age into the age of Aquarius, And there's the completion of the 26,000-year cycle of the precession of the equinox. There's also a cycle that lasts 438,000 years. It's known as Kali Yuga. One that's 1.8 million years, known as Satya Yuga. One 4.4 million years, known as Maya Yuga. And then one that's 4.4 billion years, that's known as Kalpa, or the Day of Brahma. And there are myriad other cycles within that, just to have us see the bigger picture. We're familiar because of the Mayan calendar, and we've been heard a lot about the Mayan completion of this one cycle, but it is so much greater than that. And every particle of life on Earth is ascending up the spiral into this higher vibration. And we are literally moving into the fifth dimensional frequencies of infinite perfection. So at a cellular level, what this means is we are being transformed from carbon-based planetary beings into a higher frequency of crystalline-based solar light beings. What's actually happening is the Earth is becoming a sun, and our sun is becoming a central sun, and our central sun is becoming a great central sun, and on and on and on. What we are moving toward into the fifth dimension is what we've always thought of as the heavenly realms, and it's what people experience when they go through near-death experience. So that dimension is moving into even higher, more rarefied frequencies of perfection. So the thing that's wonderful about this shift, contrary to outer misinformation about it being the end of the world, we are literally ascending into higher frequencies of perfection that transcend our human miscreations. So, for instance, pain and poverty and disease and war and hunger and aging and, all of the maladies that we've created through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And we've done this sometimes deliberately, sometimes inadvertently, but the end result has been the same, that our thoughts and feelings are creative. So whatever we're focusing on, we're manifesting. So the reason things are so intense right now is that people are awakening all over the world, and everybody in the physical plane is aware of this moment, and at inner levels through their God self, whether they're consciously aware of it or not. And we've been prepared to help in this process. So people are awakening. The light of God is increasing on Earth, and it's pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface. So we see all of this garbage manifesting in the outer world. And this is the time, I think, that was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth, because we easily see the garbage that's coming up. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it up. So our responsibility now is to heal and transmute that negativity, because it's moving forward as well. It just has to be transmuted back into light, and then to focus on what it is we want to co-create through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings.
And so for those listening who are really feeling in resonance and saying, yes, this feels so in alignment for me, however, I'm still in resistance, I'm still finding myself sort of buying into the illusion of all this stuff coming up, what advice would you have for them so that they can really start to move through that with more ease?
Well, one thing to realize is that that resistance is coming from our fragmented, fear-based lower consciousness of our human ego. In addition to that, which we kind of created as we fell into denser frequencies of discord and chaos, in addition to that, we have what science is referring to as the superconscious mind, which is really our God self. And the Company of Heaven has referred to this part of us and asked us to refer to this part of us as our I Am presence. This is part of us that is directly connected to our Father, Mother, God, the source of all that is. And you know, when Moses spoke to the burning bush and said, "Who are you?" the response was, "I am that I am. I am Alpha, I am Omega, I am the beginning, I am the ending." And I am is a code word. I comes from Alpha, meaning the one or the beginning, and it represents the masculine polarity of our Father God. Am comes from Omega, meaning the ending, representing the feminine polarity of our Mother God. In other words, God is all that is. And so when we say I am and refer to that part of our consciousness, our I am presence, it connects us directly with our Father, Mother, God, and the source of all that is. And anything that we say following those words has to carry that frequency of vibration. For instance, when we're saying, I am sick, or I am poor, or I am angry, or any of the negative manifestations, we actually create and sustain in our life experiences those discordant vibrations. So when we say, I am my I am presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and then we affirm and empower what we want to create, we begin creating those patterns of perfection from the higher realms that are manifesting through us and will manifest through us as the new earth. Some of the wonderful things that have happened is that because of miraculous transformations that have taken place since actually harmonic convergence, which took place in August of 1987, we have reached a critical mass that allowed us to co-create a new planetary cause of divine love in the realms of cause, and a new renaissance of divine love. And what the beings of light want us to understand is that once something like that has been co-created through the unified efforts of awakening humanity and the company of heaven in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from eventually manifesting in the world of effects, which is the physical plane. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is up to you and me and the rest of humanity, and how much and how often we are focusing on those patterns of perfection that reflect the oneness of all life and reverence for all life and abundance and eternal peace and joy and happiness and all of the things that we want to experience in our life. Because where our attention is, there we are. When we focus on the negativity, we are empowering the very things we are trying to get rid of. When we say, I am my I am presence, and then empower through our thoughts what we want to create, we are empowering the changes that we're going to be manifesting. This isn't going to happen. This transformation and this ascension process, the transformation involved, isn't going to happen because the magnificent being that we know of, Jesus, or any of the other avatars from the various world religions, ride in on a white cloud and save the law and transform it for us. It's going to happen because we follow the path of divine love and the path of reverence for light that these beings taught us, and we learn to co-create that in our life experiences. So, yes, we're all going through a lot of garbage because there is no separation. We have created the negativity through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings by believing our fragmented, fear-based, lower human ego, that our ego fell to the point of believing that our physical bodies is who we are, the physical plane is all that exists, and whatever we need to do to survive, lie, cheat, steal, kill, is okay for us to do that dog-eat-dog looking out for number one consciousness. So that's what we're manifesting in the outer world. That's what we see. The elemental kingdom even is a reflection of humanity's consciousness. So the inclement weather conditions and the purging and cleansing we see taking place through hurricanes and tornadoes and wildfires and earthquakes and all of those things are just the negativity of our human consciousness being pushed to the surface and reflecting on the elemental kingdom. So the key is for us to really get this. Now, every world religion has taught this. You know, in Eastern philosophies, it was called the laws of karma or cause and effect. In Judaism, it was referred to as an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We should have said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hug for a hug, a kiss for a kiss. About the whole picture. Christianity, it's reaping what we sow, casting our bread upon the water. Science, it's like attracts like, action and reaction. Metaphysics, it's talked about the law of the circle and the in-breath and out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. But every form of knowledge, whether it's academic or scientific or spiritual or religious or metaphysical, is talking about the fact that what we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings manifests in our lives and returns to us in a like vibration. So we need to really get that. We need to understand that. You know, we've heard about the major, for instance, Ten Commandments, and we know we're not supposed to kill people or we're not supposed to rob people and that kind of thing. But this is talking about every thought, every word, every action, every feeling, moment by moment, with every breath we take, is either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what we're energizing with our thoughts and feelings in that moment. So if our life is still reflecting a lot of discord and negativity, it's because we still have energy that's coming back to us. Now, the wonderful thing is that we are being given powerful tools by the company of heaven. And, for instance, our Father God radiates with a powerful frequency, a sapphire blue radiance of light that activates our left brain hemisphere, our rational, logical mind, and the power center of our throat. And this blue flame is anchored in our heart as the masculine polarity of God within us. There is also the pink flame of divine love, the essence of our Mother God. When we fell into such a deep frequency of discord and separation, we forgot about the love nature of God. We've always known that there is this other aspect, and we referred to it as the Holy Spirit, as the love nature of God, the Holy Comforter. But now we know that what we've thought of as the Holy Spirit is truthfully the feminine nature of the love nature of our Mother God. And our Mother God activates our right brain hemisphere, the creative intuitive mind, and our heart center. And this pink flame of divine love anchors in our heart as well. Now these, in the beginning, these two polarities of our Father Mother God merged into this magnificent violet flame, this pink and blue flame merging, becoming this violet flame that blazed up from our heart into our brain centers, awakening our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic center at the base of our brain, which awakened our crown chakra of enlightenment, birthing us into Christ consciousness, wisdom and illumination of Christ consciousness, which is a yellow-gold flame of divine illumination, which anchors in our heart as the son and daughter of God. So this flame within our heart is known as the immortal victorious threefold flame, the divine balance of the blue flame of our Father God's power, the pink flame of our Mother God's love, and the yellow-gold flame of the son and daughter of God, which is the Christ or Christ consciousness. Now, the beings of light have said this violet flame, which is the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, is going to be the predominant energy that bathes the planet during the next 2,000-year cycle when we are held in the embrace of the force field of Aquarius. And this violet flame literally transmutes discord back into light. And so we have the ability to simply say, I ask my Father, Mother, God, to send the violet flame into all of this negativity that's surfacing in my life, into every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever created in any time frame or dimension that is now manifesting in my life as this experience, whether it's a financial problem or a health problem or a relationship problem, low self-esteem, feelings of unworthiness, whatever's coming up in our life individually and collectively in the lives of humanity, because we are all one and there's no separation. So we can use this violet flame to transmute the negativity in our own life, and then on a global scale to transmute the negativity that's surfacing all over the world. So in addition to transmuting the negativity, we then need to say, what do I want instead of this financial crisis? Well, I want the infinite abundance of God. So then start thinking and feeling that prosperity consciousness in your life. When you're trying to heal a health problem, transmute everything that's manifesting as disease and envision and empower thoughts of vibrant health and the transformation into eternal youth and the infinite perfection of your I Am presence. So we have a lot of things that are available to us now to help us transmute that negativity. And that is actually the reason why this energy is being allowed to surface so intensely at this time. Because there are literally millions of people all over the world that are aware of the violet flame, that are invoking this sacred gift of life from our Father, Mother, God, and transmuting the collective negativity and then empowering thoughts and visions of the new earth and what we want to co-create.
Wow. I would be honored if you could, since we have such a large group right now, if you could invoke it together with us. We could co-create this, maybe a quick 5-minute or a few minute meditation. Would you be open to doing that for us?
I certainly
Thank
will.
You.
I'll be glad to do that.
Thank you.
Let's begin by breathing in deeply and going within to the divinity of our hearts. And I'm going to state this invocation in the first person so that we can each experience it individually, but know that simultaneously we're serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, and we can invoke this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. Breathing in deeply, I am going within to the divinity of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human ego to the perfection of my true God reality, my mighty I Am presence. I am one with my I Am presence. I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. And I am one with the entire company of heaven. I invoke the sapphire blue radiance of my Father God and the crystalline pink radiance of my Mother God that blends into one fifth dimensional solar frequency of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Now, through the beloved presence of God, I am blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity. I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the infinite harmony and perfection of our Father, Mother, God. Beloved I Am, look into my life and the lives of all humanity, and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing that we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason, throughout our earthly sojourns. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have ever released throughout our earthly sojourns. and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Transmute every misqualified frequency of energy and replace this energy now with this gift of our perfection. Fashion from this substance of perfection, a gift of love, whatever is necessary to balance every debt we have ever created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life throughout the whole of creation. Beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way through any time frame or dimension, and balance all debts owed to me or to any particle of life on earth everywhere. I ask that this activity of the violet flame and this expansion of the patterns of perfection to replace all that is being transmuted by the violet flame increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath I take. I accept that this is being God victoriously accomplished right here and right now through my I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity. And so it is, beloved I Am.
And so it is. Thank you so much. That I'm a little bit on cloud nine right now. So I want to actually talk about this amazing article that you just wrote on a call for divine government. Can you expand a little bit about this and what it actually means? What is divine government? What does it look like? And how we can anchor more of that into our collective?
Yes. You know, there is a hierarchy. There is the as above, so below consciousness of what we are manifesting in the physical plane. And the truth is that fundamental change never begins at the top. It always begins at a grassroots level. But as we've witnessed in our own governments in the United States of America and throughout the world, that the people at the top have a tremendous influence on what is going on in the physical plane. And the reality is that at this moment, either President Obama or Governor Romney are going to be elected president. One or the other is going to be president of the United States. And our lower human egos have manipulated us into such a place of polarization that we have created these negative thought forms that, depending on who our candidate is, we are often bombarding the other candidate with every negative thought form that could possibly exist. And they are going to carry this into the office when they go with them. And instead, what we are supposed to be doing and what we should be doing and what the Company of Heaven is asking us to do is to focus on what we want and to invoke the I Am presence of these two men and everybody else that's running for office. Ask that the highest divine potential of every person elected into office will be pushed to the surface of their hearts and minds so that they will be functioning from this new planetary cause of divine love, working with reverence for all life, working toward the highest good of all concerned. What divine government is a government of people self-governing themselves, a government of the I Am presence of humanity, by the I Am presence of humanity, for the I Am presence of humanity. People coming together in those elected offices, working for the highest good of all concerned. What the Company of Heaven want us to understand is that the patterns of perfection in our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love, the patterns of perfection contain every viable solution for the maladies existing on Earth. At this moment, there is the technology manifesting in the physical plane that there should not be a single person on this planet who is hungry, a single person without security, without health care, without a roof over their head, without food to eat, without comfort and abundance in their lives. And it is only the manipulation and the fear-based consciousness of our lower human egos that have blocked that and are preventing it from coming into the physical plane. So the more those that are being elected into office function from these new patterns of perfection in our planetary cause of divine love, the more these tangible, viable solutions will be brought into reality in our life experiences. So there is a divine plan. The company of heaven will never interfere with our free will or tell us who to vote for. But if, in fact, we ask our I Am presence and the I Am presence of everyone who is going to be electing the governments of the world or being elected into the governments of the world, if we ask the I Am presence, for instance, those of us that are voting, to guide us and to vote for the one that we think is going to be the greatest potential of tapping into those viable solutions, the one mm-hmm. that we feel is closest to the connection with their I Am presence. But then we need to say, thy will not mine be done, so that we can turn it over, invoking the company of heaven to allow them to guide the I Am presence of everybody that's going to be electing anyone into office, and also the different amendments and the different articles of incorporation and things that are coming up, whatever it is we're going to be voting on, that we're doing it in alignment with the patterns of perfection for the new Earth.
And we're most definitely seeing it. Maybe the collective is not consciously aware of what's going on, but I mean, we're seeing people going out and really marching for peace and promoting awareness of things that are not serving us for our greatest good anymore, whether they have a spiritual perspective on it or whether it's just a, you know, basic perspective on it, it doesn't matter because it's happening. And so your words are just ringing so true into my core, and I'm just so grateful for that perspective, just sending love to whoever the, you know, people get, whoever gets elected, just sending them love, because that's what it's going to be needed in order to transform us into the new divine government. So, oh my goodness, can you believe time has flown? We've already come to the end of our show, but I want to make sure that our listeners can learn about any upcoming events that you have, any where they can find out more about your work and information. Where can they do that?
Okay, they can come to my website, eraofpeace.org, and there's all kinds of things. You can sign up to get a free monthly email newsletter that shares the information from the beings of light. We have free seminars around the country. We're going to be traveling and doing workshops, and if you want to leave your email address and your physical address, we can send you flyers. But there are free webinars on there. There's years worth of newsletters. There's YouTube. There's archives of our radio show. There's books and tapes. Everything that you could possibly want is available to help you get more information from the Company of Heaven.
Yay! And Patricia, I like to usually close the show with a really fun game just to raise the vibration. So what I will do is I will share a word or a phrase, and the first thing that comes to your mind, just in one word, just please share that with us. So the first one is Divine Feminine.
Love.
Strawberries.
Elemental Kingdom.
2012.
Victory.
Thank you so much. So, Patricia, it's been such an honor to have you on the show. So grateful for your presence on this planet, in my life, in the life of many, and you are welcome back anytime. Thank you so much.
Well, it was my pleasure, Emmanuel. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you. A heartfelt thank you for tuning in each time and co-creating these amazing shows with me. This is our show. It's not my show. It's our show. And I hope that you're really benefiting from them and really receiving lots of expansion from them as well, from our amazing guests and panelists. And if you could, please share with your friends and loved ones or anyone you know that would benefit from this type of show, please spread the word. MiracleCafeRadio.com. They can check out all the archives for free there. I have the Minute of Transformations there as well, and any of the energy forecasts. So thank you so much. Heartfelt gratitude, and see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at MiracleCafeRadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at MiracleCafeRadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.